You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. Congratulations. Pat yourselves on the back because you made it. I know it's the beginning of the week. It's Monday night. But I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. Rocket can. We are coming off what was an amazing Sunday of NFL football. Comeback after comeback after comeback. Beatdowns and suspensions and broken ankles and returns, specifically of Jimmy Garoppolo. And then even tonight, Monday Night Football, we got two games on the slate tonight, a little bit of a doubleheader. This is not any type of fun. Hey, Shep, this is what I call an ass whooping.
Yes, would certainly qualify.
This is also what I call a complete waste of time.
How many more weeks does Tannehill have a starting quarterback position in the NFL?
How many more interceptions can he throw?
My God.
The Buffalo Bills, the third quarter just ended. The Buffalo Bills are smacking Tennessee right now, 41-7. If I wasn't sitting here in the studio, right, and it's great to be here in New York with you, Shep, by the way.
Great to have you.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, if I was at home, I wouldn't be watching this crap. I have no choice. I got two stupid TVs in front of me. There's a big one. They got Case Keenum in the game right now. What is this? Who wants to see Case Keenum? There's two cases in which you will see Case Keenum. It's either a blowout or, God forbid, Mr. Josh Allen has blown out some part of his ass. But Case Keenum is out there playing football. They don't believe that the Tennessee Titans can come back. We saw three amazing comebacks. We'll get there. Kyler Murray comes back. The Cards bounce back against those Raiders yesterday. We have the Dolphins. They were able to bounce back against those Ravens. I watched that matchup. I watched that. And even the New York Jets had a comeback? This is wild. The Jets comeback, I don't understand. This is the most Browns thing ever to take place in Cleveland, and of course it happened to be the Browns. And meanwhile, we have another game going on right now. I told you it's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. The Eagles, they're putting their own whooping on the Minnesota Vikings right now, 24-7. And so we got a lot to talk about. You should know this by now. The number here at CBS Sports Radio is as follows. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me. I'm online everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Now, before I get into these comebacks, of which they were plentiful, they were amazing. I'm a little disappointed, though, because I was watching all of these games, especially I was locked in, dialed in, tuned in to the Dolphins and the Ravens. And an NFL Sunday ticket went out for the second consecutive week. I'm sitting there watching a game on my television, and it's like, oh, boom, we don't have no connection. I'm like, I got connection. What's going on with y'all? Y'all got the money? Y'all are taking $75 from thousands upon thousands of people a week. Why can't this crap work? And then I looked at my phone, and it still didn't work. And then I looked at my tablet, and I had four games going on, and that crap didn't work. And then I got an email last week from DirecTV. Hey, sorry, we fumbled Sunday ticket. You're going to get $75 back. And so I'm not one of those folks who goes on Twitter and says, I was talking to T-Mobile and I need my money back. You know, I'm not one of those folks. But damn it, this is the second week a Sunday ticket and they screwed it up. I had to turn my crap on and off and off and on and switch, and then it played for 5 seconds and then it went off. And I'm like, what am I paying for? And so and it doesn't matter. I got one of them stupid requests. I don't know how many customer service people they have doing the Twitter. I don't know the woman's name. It doesn't matter what her name is. Shout outs to The Rock. But it doesn't matter what her name is. She's just like, we're looking into the accounts that were affected. And we will remedy the issue. Oh, yeah, y'all, damn right, y'all will remedy the issue. I need another $75 off. Paying for something and don't get it, where does that make sense? Not in my world. If I'm paying for something, I want every cent, every penny's worth. So we had these amazing comebacks like Tua Tagovailoa. This man threw four touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Let me tell you this. At halftime, the Dolphins were losing 28-7. I said, I ain't watching this. I'll tune in from time to time, but then Sunday ticket didn't work. And then Tua threw four touchdowns in the fourth. He threw six touchdowns overall. And I tweeted this while I could still watch the game. People have to give Tua Tagovailoa, give this man a damn break. After the game, bouncing back against the Ravens, Tua spoke. Talked about how well they executed in the fourth.
We were executing on all cylinders offensively. And then when there were times where we didn't execute, no one panicked. Everyone just came back into the huddle. And we regrouped and we went back out there and tried to execute whatever play we were given.
Can we give Tua a break now? I saw Brian Flores trending earlier today. People were saying that Brian Flores was holding Tua Tagovailoa back. Was it just Brian Flores holding him back? Was it Tua Tagovailoa's hip? Was it his injury? Is it his size? Is it his height? The man spoke to the media a couple days ago, and he's like, yeah, well, I'm short, if you don't know. I can't see over the line, if you don't know. And if I do not see the wide receiver, then he ain't getting the ball. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, that makes sense to a Tagovailoa, but now people got to give him a break. He's given himself, I don't know, half a season to go out to perform, and good for him. At least at this point, he does not have to worry about Ryan Fitzpatrick coming in to save or steal the day. And speaking of stealing the day, this was supposed to be Lamar Jackson's day. Lamar Jackson was no slouch himself. A ridiculous, out of this world stat line.
Oh, he doesn't pass the football.
318 yards, three touchdowns in the air. That is good enough for somebody who just throws the rock. He rushed for 119 and had a touchdown. But Lamar, the Florida native, he showed love to his team. He said, listen, yeah, we ain't do the job, but you got to give them credit for bouncing back.
Just got to finish. You know, came down to the fourth quarter. They were putting points on the board. We wasn't. Put 3 points on the board, probably fourth quarter. But we got to just finish. They tail off, though. You know, they didn't let that, we was up 21 or something like that. They didn't let that define them. You know, they kept playing.
Oh, yeah, they kept playing. Coach Harbaugh was feeling it this morning. That defense, or I should say their defensive backs were feeling it. Marcus Peters, his first game back after blowing out his knee. We know Kyle Fuller, he blew out his knee last week. And that secondary right now, this moment, they need help. Four touchdowns? Tua Tagovailoa has to feel like he's in heaven. He doesn't have to do anything. Just throw the ball to Waddle in the flat. Give the ball to Tyreek Hill in the flat and he's gone. And that was a couple of the touchdowns. Tyreek Hill bombs away. Watching him receive or being on the receiving end of a pass, he looked like he was back in Kansas City. Not a damn problem. And so Mike McDaniel must think that he's in heaven. Mike McDaniel must think that this NFL coaching thing is a piece of cake. Mike McDaniel might need a little bit of a hug. He's coached two games. So easy right now. But Coach Harbaugh, as I just told you, what a defense stinks. cornerbacks stink. They're hurt. They gave up four touchdowns in the fourth. This is what Coach Harbaugh had to say.
Never did you think we're going to have that many balls thrown over our head. I mean, that just can't happen. That's not okay. I don't care who's back there, what they're doing. Those are the plays that cost us. You know, those plays will cost you a game when you've got a lead like that. So, you know, you can't have miscommunication. You can't have a guy running the post behind cover three. Those kind of things can't happen.
Yeah, balls over your head. Always a terrible thing. Awful. So what does Mike McDaniel have to say about this? He's on the winning side. Mr. I coach in the NFL now. It's oh so easy. That's what he said.
I just challenged him to say that who cares what the score is? It's about our how we play football together. So this is an opportunity. It's a tough one, but it doesn't even matter. Let's go. Let's get something out of this game to feel good about in the second half, and we'll worry about the score sometime in the fourth quarter, but let's just string some stuff together on both sides of the ball.
Oh. Shep, I think I could. Well, I know he does a whole lot more than that. You know, his football knowledge way exceeds mine. I could say that.
JR, he has beat a bona fide, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer in Bill Belichick.
And another one.
And then another one in Harbaugh. Not a bad two first games as your head coaching debut.
Yeah, it must be oh so easy, right?
Well, I didn't say that.
You think he's on the phone with Nathaniel Hackett? These two guys are just sharing experiences? Probably not.
I didn't think he'd go 2-0 against the Pats and the Ravens. You talk about two teams that got their asses kicked at the end of last season. The motivation those teams have is off the charts. This is a remarkable two first games for him.
Well, they're going to have to prove that that offense can whoop some more ass.
That's true.
They got the Buffalo Bills coming up next.
Okay, they're going to go 2-1. I get it.
I don't know. I mean, the way Miami is throwing the rock around right now, who knows? He ain't throwing for another six touchdowns. Maybe he throws for three or four. Listen, when you got speed demons, like, on each side of you, and all you have to do is go, hey, let me close my eyes. Up there's Tyreek over there. Boom. These guys are receiving the ball at like 5 yards out, and they're running for another 80. Must be nice. I could play quarterback. No, I can't. I wish, but no, I don't, because I don't want to get hit. But anyway, God bless him. Short guys running around playing football. Good for Tua Tagovailoa. Speaking of short guys running around playing football, Kyler Murray, oh my goodness. I was watching that game. And thank God I was able to see that. It had nothing to do with that DirecTV Sunday ticket nonsense. But the Cards, they came back themselves. They beat the Raiders. I told a Raiders friend of mine today, I said, listen, your squad just wanted to choke. They wanted to give this game up. Vegas led 23-7 after three quarters. And Kyler Murray said, I got two touchdowns for you. And then forget two touchdowns, I also have a two-point conversion. Two times for you. And then one of the two-point conversions, Kyler Murray, he literally ran. He scrambled for 85 yards, couldn't find anybody, and decided to run it in himself. Kyler Murray, he's a video game. And then they go into overtime, and Derek Carr is almost throwing interceptions. And Derek Carr is almost giving the ball up. Until they fumbled the ball, and it was taken back to the end zone by the Cards. Game over. And so for an Arizona Cardinals team that moves into every season and basically chokes it away, it looks like that they were on their way to just choking to start the year and starting 0-2. Kyler Murray, he decided to earn every penny and every cent of that new $230 million contract. He was thrilled with the comeback. This is what he said to CBS Sports.
Second half came out, played better, played complimentary football. And that's what the Cardinals are. I know we, you know, had a little rough patch right here, beginning of the season, but hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum in the next week.
Absolutely. No one wants to start 0-2. On deck, you have the defending Super Bowl champions. How do you think this momentum will carry over?
Man, they're a great team, obviously. We know all about them. Great players over there, great scheme, great coaches. But we gotta enjoy this one, go back to work next week.
Oh, good for him. You're making all that money, you better win some damn football games. Kyler Murray got an extension. Cliff Kingsbury got an extension. Cliff Kingsbury, basically at the end of a season, he's the ultimate loser. Let's see what they do the remainder of the season. Oh, how about this? Minnesota Vikings are trying to come back, and they were just intercepted pretty much at the goal line. Congratulations, Kirk Cousins. The Eagles currently lead 24-7. About 10 minutes left here in the third. Still plenty of time to do some damage here. Yeah, we got a Monday night football doubleheader, and teams are getting smacked around. Speaking of getting smacked around, I can't talk about decent football teams like the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Cards, the Raiders, without talking about two teams that historically had just been trash. The New York Jets played the Cleveland Browns, and somehow, some way, the Browns, they woke up and they remembered at the end of the game that they are the Browns. And yeah, even against the New York Jets, we can choke. This was a game that was done late. I said, I'm not watching this crap. The New York Jets were down 30-17. About 2 minutes left in the game. The Cleveland Browns could not go out there and field an extra point. They allowed the New York Jets to score a touchdown to get back into the game. New York Jets scored again. They were able to retrieve the onside kick. Who does that in 2022? Nobody, but the Browns let them do it. And then the Jets scored again and they won. What type of nonsense is this? You got Joe Flacco, who looked like a decent quarterback. He threw four touchdowns, and we know he's on his way to the retirement home. This is what Flacco had to say about that game-winning drive.
I think you can see on that drive, we took some little completions and got out of bounds and, you know, didn't try to rush ourselves down the field and try to take big chunk and get ourselves in third and long. We kind of meticulously went down the field, and when we got our opportunity, we took it and capitalized.
And what about head coach Saleh? He's the one who spoke to the media last week. Jets opening game. And all Coach Saleh wanted to do was remind everyone, listen, we not just going to be trash forever. I'm keeping receipts on everybody talking bad about us. What did he say yesterday?
It was the onside kick. Because even though that explosive play, they gave us a chance. And you know, the onside kick with the new rules have been so rare, but once that happened, there was no doubt we were scoring once we got that ball.
Was that right in front of you, Robert?
It was right in front, right away. It was awesome.
Oh, well, I guess he's still keeping those receipts. I don't know how long it's going to take him to show them. New York Jets still ain't nothing. And by the way, this was against the Browns. I don't care how much success they have or have not had over the past several years. They are still the Browns, still trying to scratch and claw for any type of relevance. And congratulations to them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Plenty of relevance. We're going to take a break. Obviously, we're going to keep you up to date with everything going on as we have a Monday Night Football doubleheader. But I want to tell you about a little fight that took place yesterday. I want to tell you about a little Royal Rumble that took place in New Orleans. And I want to tell you who has been suspended as a result. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Yeah. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It was a big Sunday, all about comebacks. Yesterday in the world of the NFL, just told you about the Dolphins' massive comeback. I told you about the Cards beating the Raiders and their massive comeback. Damn it, I told you about the New York Jets, their comeback against the Browns. What I'm about to tell you about right now isn't so much a comeback. This is more so about a skirmish. This is about a beatdown. This is about bad blood. One of the early window games that I watched yesterday afternoon,